Turn with me tonight to the book of Psalms 115. Psalm 115 tonight. Praise the Lord. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and I just want to thank God. Hallelujah tonight. Psalm 115. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Word of God? It's our life. It's our life. There is nothing else but God's Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 115. He says, Not unto us, O Lord, not to us, but to thy name give glory. Because of thy loving kindness, because of thy truth. Why should the nations say, where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Why should anybody say, where is the God of Joe? Where is the God of Carol? Where is the God of Michael and Chrissy? Where is the God? Bible says, unto your name, Lord, for your glory. For your glory, Lord God. Why? No, there's nobody going to be able to say, where is your God? Because we know that he lives. Our God lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because it says, because of your loving kindness and because of your truth. God is truth. God is love. His loving kindnesses are new upon you every morning. Amen? That's what the Word of God says. That he makes his loving kindnesses come upon us every morning. We preached last Sunday. David says, Lord, let me know your loving kindnesses, your love every morning. Amen? Because David, we said, David was a man who loved God. He walked with the Lord. He knew the Word of God. But one thing he wanted to know every day that he woke up, he wanted to know the love of God anew and afresh. Amen? God's love never grows old. Because it's new, the Bible says, every morning upon us. When you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, I want to know your love on me today. I know it. I knew it yesterday, and I know it's going to be with me, but I want to know it anew and afresh today. Wake up telling God, I want to know your love today. Hallelujah. That's something good to seek for. That's what David did when he woke up in the morning. He said, Lord, let me know your love on me this morning. You know why he said it in the morning? Because the morning is the start to your day. And you don't know what you're going to go through in the course of the day. You don't know what's going to come your way. You don't know what's going to come across your path. But if you know that God's love is with you, guess what? You'll get through. God will see you through. And so David said, let me know your love and your loving kindness upon me. That's wonderful. That's good that God lets us know his love. I want to know his love every day. I don't want a day to go by where I'm not in love with Jesus or I know Jesus' love for me. Amen? It says, but our God, in verse 3, but our God is in the heavens and he does whatever he pleases. Nobody can tell God what to do. God is he is the only God. He's God. What God speaks forth, he speaks forth. And what he wants to do, no man, no kingdom, nothing could get into his way. And when God says, I love you, my love is upon you, nothing is going to get in the way of God's love being upon you. And that's why God says, my compassions are new upon you every morning. You can count on that. Because nothing can get in the way to stop that. We just got to receive it and say, yes, Lord, I receive it. You see, he says that those people who do not believe in you, they're idols. They're serving somebody, they're serving someone, they're serving something. And here's what it says about what people who do not come to God, this is what they do. It says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. Now, silver can look shiny, gold can look shiny, those things could look good, but what good are they outside of this world? What good are they to your soul? What good are they to your heart? There's many people who stored up silver and gold but are living with broken hearts while their pockets are filled with gold and filled with silver. There's people whose minds are confused. Their minds are being tormented every day and their pockets are filled with silver and gold. There's not enough psychiatrists to go help them because they don't have the wonderful counselor. They don't have the Prince of Peace. They got silver and gold, but they can't find that wonderful, you can't find the wonderful counselor with dollar bills or with $100 bills, or no amount of money could find the wonderful counselor. But when you come to Jesus, when you come to the cross and you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, come and be my Lord, you've just come into the presence of the wonderful counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace, your everlasting Father. He's the King of glory, hallelujah, coming into your life, and nothing is going to stop him from blessing you and providing for your life. It says, see, in verse 5, it says, they have mouths, but they can't speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. The idols of this world can't give you the guidance. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. He will lead me and guide me in the way that I should go. We have a guide who will guide us through the days of our life. And I'm not talking about a TV program. God is going to guide us through the days of our life. Amen? Everything else that this world seeks after is guiding them in a highway of death, a highway of destruction. But God guides us on that pathway. It says, they have mouths, they can't speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. What does the Bible say? The blind will lead the blind, and they'll both fall into a pit, right? But Jesus says, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. It says, no follower, Jesus says, no follower of mine will ever walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Jesus is not going to let you fall into a pit. Jesus is not going to let you walk into a tree. Jesus is the guide and the good shepherd of our life. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say here, they have hands they can't feel. Money can't feel your emotions. Things can't feel the heart, what's inside your heart, the aching of your heart. There's nothing, only Jesus can see and understand what's inside your heart, what you're longing for, what you're aching for. Because who created your heart? Jesus did. God gave you a new heart. And God knows what's going on inside your heart. God cares about what's inside your heart. God wants to bring comfort and peace and healing and wholeness to hearts. There's so many broken hearts in this world because life breaks our hearts. I don't care who you are, your heart will be broken if you're living in this world. At some point in time, your heart will be broken. But there is one who is the great physician, the healer, who cares about your heart. He has feelings for you. He has compassion for you. He loves you. There's no idol can care about you. Put your money into the machine and pull the handle and see what comes out, but it doesn't give a hoot what's going on in your heart. But when you turn to the Word of God, God cares about you. God cares about your heart. All of us have different things going on in our heart, but God formed us all differently. He fashioned us with personalities and different giftings. He knows the intricacies of each and every one of us, and he cares about every heart, every one. And he says, they have feet, they can't walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. It says, those who make them will become like them, everyone who trusts in them. Why should we trust Why should anyone trust in anything else which cannot do anything for you? But we can trust in the Lord, whose loving kindnesses are new upon us every morning. That's why in verse 9 it says, O Israel, people of God, trust in the Lord. Why should we trust in the Lord? Because he loves you. He cares about your heart. God is a God who wants you to know his love for you every morning that you wake up. With your first breath that you, when your eyes are open, God wants you to know his love for you that day. And he wants you to understand, walk in my love. That's why it's so wonderful, the word of God. Thank you, Father. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you wake up in the morning and you know that God's love is upon you, you know that whatever the day brings, Jesus is not going to leave you or forsake you. You're not on your own as you go through the day. The Lord is with you to help you and to strengthen you, to watch over your life, to protect you. Look what it says in verse 9. Trust in the Lord. Why? Because he's your help and he's your shield. God is there to help you through whatever it is that you face in the course of your day. You have God. Just think, you have God to help you. Think about that. God is there to help you face everything in your life. And it says he's your shield. You know what a shield is? He's your big brother. He's your protector. He's going to say, don't mess with my son. Don't mess with my daughter. You're messing with me. He's your shield. And that just means, too, that he's watchful over your life to protect you. God is not God who wants harm to come your way. God wants to be a shield about you. So much so that the fiery darts of the enemy cannot come into your heart and into your mind. That's why the Bible says he's given us a helmet of salvation. That's a shield. That's a protection to let you know that you're loved. You're loved of God. You're saved. And you can't let the devil mess with your mind thinking that God does not love you. Because guess what, devil? I woke up this morning and God let me know his love for me today. So you can't mess with my mind. You can't tell me God doesn't love me today. I don't care if I messed up. God is there to forgive me and he loves me still. The devil will try to mess with your mind, but you got to mess with his mind. Devil, you're a liar. You don't know the love of God like I do, because I know God's love is with me and he will never leave me. He's my shield. Don't mess with me. He's my shield and my deliverer. Again, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. Why? Because again, he's your help and he's twice. He says it to Israel. He says it to the house of Aaron. God is your help and your shield. Do you believe that? How many of you believe God is your help? How many of you believe God is your shield? He loves you. He's your protector. He's your God. He's your Savior. He gives you all that you need to be able to stand. Hallelujah. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. I trust God. I trust him. I trust him. If I stumble, I trust him. If I look to him, Lord, you're going to forgive me and pick me up and we're going forward. I trust him that his love will never leave me. I trust him that he's watchful over my life to protect me. He protects me from things that I cannot see. He protects me from things that I don't know of. God is protecting you every day of things that, you know, when you have a computer, you buy a virus program. You don't know what's attacking your computer, but that virus program hopefully knows what it's doing and will block out the viruses before they even get into your computer. So you might not even know how many times that virus program has protected you. If you go in there, you'll see there was like 900 attempts on your computer, but it blocked them all. So we trust in virus programs for our computers, but God tells us, trust in the Lord. This is the best computer ever right here. And God trusts us that there'll be no virus of the devil to try to infiltrate up here to tell us that God doesn't love us. No, I'm protected. God has given me a virus protection program. I trust in the Lord. His love is my protection against the lies of the devil. And God protects my heart. He protects my mind. He protects your spirit, your soul, and your body. Hallelujah. He's a shield. And it comes free when you're born again. It means he encompasses us about. He encompasses us about. And that's why he's urging God's people, trust in God, because he's your help and he's your shield. He encompasses all about you. God, the Bible says that God will preserve a spirit whole, spirit, soul, and body until he comes again. And in verse 12, it says, you see, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. Do you know that Jesus is praying for you? Every day that you live, Jesus is saying a prayer for you that your faith will fail not. And Jesus helps us to live for him every day. Because as long as we have faith in God, as long as we trust in God, we will be all right. We will be all right. Say it, we will be all right. Because I trust in God. Say, he's my help and he's my shield. Hallelujah. It says in verse 12, the Lord has been mindful of us, and not just mindful of us, but it says he will bless us. It doesn't say he might bless us. It doesn't say he's thinking about blessing us. It doesn't say he's planning on blessing us at some point in the future. What does it say? It doesn't say that God has blessed us. It says God will bless us. That's a present tense thing, saying God now is and will continue to be the blessing of your life. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. God is your help. He's your shield. His mind is set upon your life, and God wants to bless your life. Yes, he does. God wants to bless your life. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. It says, but those who believe him must come to him believing that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. David said, Lord, I want to know your love every morning. Let me know it. The words he used was, cause me to know. Do what you got to do, but let me know your love this morning in a new and a fresh way. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And why? David, every morning that he woke up, he said, I want to know your love. Try it. Do it. When you wake up in the morning, just say to the Lord, I want to know your love today anew and afresh. Yeah, that's a good thing. Try that. And it says, he listen, verse 12. He's been mindful of us. He will bless us. Look how many times he says it. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, the small together with the great. See, God is not a respecter of a person. It doesn't matter what stature you have in life. It doesn't matter what station you fill in life. It doesn't matter whether you're a president or a king or a governor or someone who works in a factory or is unemployed. It doesn't matter that God will bless you as long as you trust in him and love him. He, the small together, and it says, may the Lord give you increase, you and your children. Hallelujah. God doesn't only want to bless you, he wants to bless your whole house. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why? Because he's my help and he's my shield. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. He's the one who blesses me every day. He's the one whose love and compassions are new upon me every morning. And I know God wants to bless not only me, but my household. Hallelujah. You got to wake up and look at your wife and look at your husband. I hope you don't wake up looking at your boyfriend. look up, wake up looking at your husband and wife and say, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says, may you be blessed of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us who live in the Lord, who trust in, but as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dead can't praise the Lord. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, I'll raise these stones and they'll praise me. The Bible says that if we trust in the Lord, if we trust in God, he's our help, he's our shield, he's our blesser, and that we are to praise him and to thank him all the days of our life. Hallelujah. It says, from this time forth and forever, praise the Lord. So why do we give praise to God? Why do we come into the house of the Lord and praise God? Because he's the one in whom I trust, in whom I believe. He's the one whose love is upon me, love will never leave me. I am covered in his love forever, and I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you want to praise the Lord? Because he loves you. He loves you. His love is new upon you every morning. He's your help. He's your shield. He wants to bless you and your house. And so praise the Lord. We've got much to thank God for. Stand with me tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.